This episode of Simulation Nation is brought to you by Santa's Workshop, making toys for all the little girls and boys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Simulation Nation. Today, we are going to be talking about Simulationist's ultimate Christmas gift. We put out on social media to find out what you guys would add to your list, and we're going to go through them each one by one.
All right, this is exciting.
All right.
A little stocking.
Yep, we got our little stocking here.
Filled with toys. Mess it
up. Here, all right, so you pull first.
Okay.
And we're just going to
read in no particular order.
Yeah, no order here.
Newest simulation technology.
Oh, it feels planted. Yes.
It wasn't planted. I literally just picked it up. There's, you can see inside, there's just a whole bunch of them in here. So what would you say? We talked about this for IMSH, where the newest simulation technologies are, but...
Yeah, I think that there's going to be a lot of new cool stuff that's coming out at IMSH this year. I know that SSH...
It is after Christmas, but...
Yeah, it is. It's a little after Christmas. But I know SSH is doing a lot of emphasis on people who are presenting something for the very first time, or they've never presented a different product or things like that. So I'm hoping that we're going to see a lot of new things out at IMSH with a lot of new ideas.
Yeah, and... Again, a lot of people have the AvBirth, which is Avkin's latest simulation technology, on their Christmas list. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. And I think that there are some really cool things that you guys are going to find as you travel the exhibit hall at IMSH.
And we will also be doing lives each day. So if you're not able to attend IMSH, we will be giving you updates on what's going on at the exhibit hall floor, as well as the different exciting things that are happening each day. So if you can't make it there, tune into those lives.
Yeah.
All right.
But everybody does want the newest simulation technology. Not always can afford it, but...
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
See if Santa brings it. All right. DoorDash gift card, because who has time for lunch? That is...
Or to go get lunch.
Yes. Or even to step out of the control room to go get lunch. But yes, I think that is very true, that in simulation, you either need to remember your lunch and have it close by, or you are going to have to DoorDash it, because to go out and actually get anything usually feels impossible. Also on college campuses, I feel like it's always so hard to get where you need to go if you are trying to go out and get lunch.
Well, something that we saw at Fairfield University, which was really cool, was they have DoorDash robots or whatever it was. It wasn't DoorDash.
I don't like that. Those things freak me out.
But it is, but it, I mean, again, like,
sure, but
consider it. You know?
iRobot. I just, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Wait, do they have to tip them then? Because that, does that save them some money on DoorDash?
Maybe.
That could be great.
I never even thought about that.
That's the only thing. It's not a real person.
But they're going to take over the world. I don't like it. We're giving them wheels. We're making them mobile.
Okay, so.
Putting in addresses.
Nix the robots.
I don't love it. I don't know.
But what I wonder is how many DoorDash drivers know where the control rooms are in simulation centers.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. I'm sure that it's like a...
Yeah, but if the
a nightmare.
If you're ordering every single time.
That's true. That you may be friends with them eventually.
They may be friends. Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, again, on smaller college campuses, that might be something that actually happens. I know I very rarely ever went out to lunch or went to even go get lunch. It was absolute desperation to do something like that. And that was way before DoorDash. So I definitely packed and ate it in the control room pretty much most of the time.
That's controversial as well. I've heard that people say all the time, you cannot have food in the control rooms or in simulation rooms.
Well, we did a lot of SP simulation and not mannequin-based simulation. I could see where potentially you could spill something and mess up the technology.
It
you weren't supposed
AP
to have it
equipment.
in the sim center, like in the like skills area or whatever. Obviously, that's
They say for the AV equipment, like with the computers and stuff.
Huh.
You can have it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I did.
Policy,
I shouldn't
clearly.
Admit that out loud. That's for sure.
All right, you pick the next one.
Okay. this says a headache relief cap. I don't know if those capsules.
No,
or...
it's a cap that you wear, and it'll massage your head. I looked it up. It's
what?
Like they have like cold presses and stuff, but it's like then they'll do stuff on like your pressure points.
Are you serious?
But yeah, you put it on your head, and it's supposed to help relieve it without needing to take like medicine and stuff like that.
I've never heard of such a thing. They look awfully silly.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
You do look silly, but I think that it's... I don't think that's the point. I think that...
Yeah.
It's not for style. It's for...
Yeah. And I think this is kind of said tongue-in-cheek, right? Is that as simulationists, there are a lot of things that happen that, you know, things break down or some, you know, your your products go off of Wi-Fi and you've got to reboot everything, whatever it is, there's glitches in the system. I know for where I worked, Mondays and raining equals nightmare.
Or right? Full moons.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I could imagine that a headache relief cap would be nice to have on hand on such a days.
I just don't know if you could wear that in sim.
Definitely not. Only in the control room where nobody can see you.
But and then you just take it off.
But then if you have other people in the control room with you, then you kind of look
like this. But then everyone has one, though. And then you just have all five people in the control room wearing one.
That's a potential.
Yeah.
And maybe this is for Simtex. You know, maybe they're the ones that submitted this one the most. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't have a Simtex, sure. So.
Yeah, I could get that. All right. Simulationist t-shirt.
Oh, this is a good one. We've heard lots and lots of requests for this.
Yes, everybody wants the Avkin Simulationist t-shirt. They are available on our website if anybody's interested. But they do have the definition of being a simulationist on them.
Yeah, and insider tip or trick or whatever info is we are eventually going to be, short term, going to be getting a Simtech.
Yep, SimOps is going to be the new one that we are being put out.
Yep. Lots of people have asked for that.
Popular demand.
Yeah, a lot of requests for that.
Ready.
Yep. So that's exciting. So, and I think the big reason why people love it so much, I know the reason why I love it so much, is because I don't think we're always understood where we work. Mm-hmm. I don't think people understand the length of it. I can remember one of the senior associate deans asking me to basically give a time accounting for what I do. And I literally took screenshots of my Google Calendar and sent them to her. And it was like literally every day, Monday to Friday, book with simulations because I love doing it so much, but I also probably took way more on than I should. So I think the idea of just like, hey, like we have to build in bio breaks. You know, we have to think about
DoorDash lunch.
Yeah.
You don't get an hour for lunch.
Yeah. And I think that it's a different job description than most other faculty positions within the institutions. And so I think just being able to wear that and like, can you read the back of my shirt, please?
Well, I think that is also like there's very little merch and other things that go out. I think that there's not a lot of things that are sold. I don't think there's a lot of options. Like if you look up nursing and things like that, there's a lot of things that come up about being, you know, a bedside nurse. But I think as a simulationist, it is so niche that there's very little people who put things out. So those were something that was really important to us to make sure that we had shirts.
Absolutely.
We had different merch that could go out as well as stickers, things along those lines that really celebrated simulationists from.
Well, and I think the really important piece for that is we really spent a lot of time thinking about it. It's not like just like, oh, let's get simulationist and scroll lettering and stick it on a shirt. We spent time to try to, you know, better define the area and do some tongue-in-cheek fun things. But even the stickers are created in that way. Yep. So, yeah, love those. Maybe the stocking stuffer can be the stickers and the gift can be the shirt.
There you go.
For sure.
All right, you want to do the next one?
Did you do that one?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a double one. Temperature controlled smart travel mug because coffee gets cold.
Yeah. Heard that many times that you don't drink coffee, but
I am not. I worked night shift as a nurse, an ER nurse for almost 30 years and could never get coffee. I mean, I tried. I tried so hard, but Coke Zero was my drink of choice.
All your kids drink it now. I know.
Yeah. Well, I actually do drink it a little bit now with protein. Like the protein mix or protein drink in it. That's much more palatable. It's like half chocolate protein drink and half coffee. That's
got splash of coffee.
That's got sweetener in it and creamer in it. Yeah. But I just never could get it down.
Yeah, but I think that's the things that typically in simulation, you don't get to drink your coffee hot. I think that's a luxury.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, especially if you think about, if you can't have it in the control room, I don't even know how you get sustenance if you can't have it in the control room.
Yeah.
Like, well, anyway, God bless you all if you are able to schedule lunch breaks and, you know, coffee breaks. But the idea of having a temperature controlled coffee mug or even like one of those little hot plates that you can put your coffee on to keep it hot, I can imagine that is, even with SimOps, I think that they're always on the run.
More than anyone else.
Probably. They're just going, I mean, where I worked, they were going to two different buildings, on different parts of campuses. So who knows? But yeah, I can definitely see as that being a big request for a gift.
All right. Healthy Sim Moulage course. Yeah, so Healthy Sim has a lot of really great courses, a lot of things to do with steroidized patients. You know, they have more on moulage. They have some practical information on there, but their courses are really great. I believe they offer CE for the majority of those paid courses. But yeah, yeah, highly recommend looking into Healthy Sim's classes for that. They have a lot of really great options with a lot of experts that really know the field. So highly recommend that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you think about taking a course, it's almost like you get on Pinterest and you're like, I never thought about doing it this way, or I never thought about using it this way. Do you know who teaches that one?
No.
I wonder if it's David Shiblack.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
David but Shiblack just know is that like there's, a master moulager.
Just know that with moulage, too, there are a lot of things that are just tips and tricks that go into it. But it's really, you don't have to be that crazy talented.
No.
I mean, it really is that there's a lot that goes into it, and it's definitely an art, but just know that for moulage particularly, like, there are a lot of things of just being able to learn from people who have a lot of experience that kind of have these little insider info, but it is a lot easier. You don't have to be super talented
I think
to be able to do it.
It's also not super expensive. Like, Megan did one for Halloween, and she made her hand, like, it was like a zombie hand, and you used, for the bones, the exposed bones, it was Q-tips. And for
just liquid latex, Q-tips, I used rolled oats. So if you just buy oats and then put that with the liquid latex, it looks like kind of more fleshy. And then you just add in the skin tone that you want, and then add in some blood and bruising and things like that. Yeah. But
so it's really not, it doesn't require, you know, fancy stuff. But
it's just the tips and tricks. That's really what it is.
It is.
You just have to learn the insider info.
Like the IKEA hacks for Pinterest, yeah. But, you know, moulage. And again, like tissue paper or toilet paper was something that people used. Again, there's just, it's very low cost. But if you can get that course with for Healthy Sim, then, you know, it's not going to cost much more than that. So it would be a great gift. And like you said, Healthy Sim has a ton of courses available that do have continuing education credit, and they also have ones that are continuing education that you don't have to pay for, but I'm sure the moulage one comes at a cost. Is it my turn again?
Oh gosh, I'm not paying any attention. I apologize.
Well, we have this available. This says realistic simulated mucus.
Yep. I feel like this is a consistent request by certain people, though. I feel like a lot of people get very grossed out by this. Are not a
well, you either are
big
or
fan
you
of this one.
Yeah, bodily fluids, but you pick your poison. So yeah. I will say, you know, there was a lot of times where people would trade off changing a patient with other body fluids, and I would go in and suction their patient or whatever because it didn't bother me at all. But the really cool thing about Avkin's simulated mucus is, if I have a shameless plug here, is it's all antimicrobial and antibacterial. So there is times where I found options or read about options online about realistic simulated mucus and things like pudding. And I would put it so that the students would have something to suction, clean it out, and then when I got back after this, the break, whether it was summer break or winter break, I was actually cleaning mold out of the artificial lungs. So antimicrobial, antibacterial, simulated bodily fluids are really, really important. And I actually worked with one of the chemistry students at the university to create the formula for the simulated mucus. So if you are going to utilize some type of simulated mucus, I highly recommend you ensure, especially if you're utilizing it any of your technology, that you are utilizing it as antimicrobial, antibacterial.
Yep, and that is available on the Avkin website if you're interested.
Another shameless plug.
Well, we already plugged it, so now we're just telling them where to find it. Oh, I grabbed two. Here. Spa treatment.
Ooh.
No, feel like everyone at the end of the semester should just have bring in a masseuse into the sim lab. Everybody. Yeah, I feel like any time at the end of the semester, especially around this time too, around Christmas time, around May, everyone's just checked out. I feel like that's when we need to go.
Yeah, I mean, it would be amazing. I think that the spa treatment, it does open you up to multiple possibilities too. Like, it could be a facial or it could be a massage.
Yeah.
I would always choose a massage personally, but I think that that self-care thing is so important, and during COVID, you know, they brought people in to the hospitals, and since ORs were shut down, they would have, you know, kind of like, you know, chair massages and that thing, kind of thing in the area. So I don't think it's a terrible idea to order that.
Yeah, just add it into the budget.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, probably wouldn't. Maybe a gift. Maybe a gift from somebody to the simulation center. But
very nice.
It's a busy, you know, at least within academia, there's rises and falls. But even when it's not as busy, when the semester, when the university's closed or when the semester's shutting down, it's still a full-on tilt because you're revising simulations or you're cleaning up, you know, areas, or you're, you know, working on the next project. A lot of times there's new construction and things along those lines. So there's always lots going on. So I think taking that pause and doing some self-care is really important, because if not, if you don't schedule it, it's not going to happen. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. This is the last one.
Yep.
And these were all in no particular order too, as well. Oh, this one has the moulage kit, so it must be going along with the moulage course.
Yeah. For moulage kits, I really recommend Benai products.
Benai, N-Y-E, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes, they are more expensive, but they are really great quality. They last a whole lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hold a whole lot longer, and it's just going to look more realistic. The other really cool thing to add into your moulage kit that I didn't until recently is tattoo bruises. So again, it's a little more expensive, but in terms of trying to get mass quantity, or if you just want your SPs to be able to put it on themselves and have it as a quick and easy thing, they are a really great tool to have in your tool belt to be able to utilize going forward.
Just a tip though, don't let your SPs put bruises on unless you've told them to. We had one SP that thought she would enhance the eye injury by adding two black eyes. It was actually just an eye injury. I don't remember exactly what it was, whether it was pink eye or something along those lines. And it just derailed the entire simulation because she had added that in. So just make sure they only know that they can add those bruises in. When
moulage is only accepted if you specify that yes. you can
do not moulage. Enhance your simulations.
Yeah, don't take it upon yourself to do your own moulage. No, for sure.
Well, these are some fun things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that if you think about a simulation specifically, these would be some really cool ideas of what you could include as a special gift, maybe a Secret Santa or something along those lines for a simulationist that you're bringing a gift to for Christmas.
Yeah. So tag any of your fellow simulationists that you think would benefit. Maybe give them a hint of what you'd like for Christmas this year by sending them this video. And if we missed any of your comments or what you would put on your Christmas list, leave them in the comments below. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And we will see you next time. Happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Bye.